This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF is provided by War Eagle Mill, hosting the 2011 War Eagle Mill Arts and Crafts Fair, October 13th through the 16th. Booths open at 8 a.m. with a variety of handcrafts, arts, and food. More information is available on the web at wareaglemill.com.
A small collection of Fayetteville voters turned out to the polls to continue a tax that was already on the books. The measure passed with almost 75% of the votes cast in favor of continuing the measure. The tax will continue until at least 2023, when it would be required for voters to again extend the tax. City officials had urged voters to vote for keeping the tax. That's been a major revenue source for Fayetteville. Just under 3,300 voters went to the polls. That's fewer than 8% of eligible voters in the city.
A four-year federal investigation into drug trafficking and corruption in the Arkansas Delta has come to a head. More than 50 people were arrested yesterday, including five police officers who allegedly guarded drug shipments. At a news conference in Helena, West Helena yesterday, U.S. Attorney Christopher Thayer said the arrests are just the first phase of an investigation being called Operation Delta Blues.
I tell you all that from this day forward, at least as long as I'm United States Attorney, the entire weight of my office in particular, and the entire weight of the federal government in general, along with our state partners like Governor Beebe, Colonel Howard, and the Arkansas State Police, we are here in all of the Arkansas Delta, and we are here to stay until each and every one of those weeds are pulled up by the roots.
Thayer says 800 federal and state officers joined forces to make the arrests. 14 suspects are still being sought.
Six area high school cross-country teams have a bigger budget today after receiving checks from an annual Northwest Arkansas running event. The 23rd annual Chili Pepper Cross-Country Festival raises money for the cross-country programs at high schools in Bentonville, Springdale, Rogers, and Fayetteville. Yesterday, the schools officially received that money. Jay Lewis, the race director for the Chili Pepper, helped present the checks yesterday.
Total of $36,000 to the schools. And then for the life of the event, since back in the 80s when Joe came up with this idea, that's going to be about $240,000 back to the schools.
Each of the six school cross-country teams received $6,000. Coaches say the money raised by the running festival helps the high school teams travel to out-of-state meets. And for some programs, the money doubles or even triples the annual budget. The actual collegiate, high school, and open community races are scheduled for Saturday morning at the University of Arkansas cross-country course in Fayetteville. We'll have more about the Chili Pepper Festival on Friday's edition of Ozarks at Large.
State Insurance Commissioner Jay Bradford says a new hybrid form of health insurance exchange could be the only option left in Arkansas. Governor Beebe recently decided not to seek federal money for the program, which is required under the health care overhaul. If the state doesn't form its own insurance exchange, Arkansas could face the prospect of one set up by the federal government. But Bradford says Washington is now proposing an exchange that would be operated by the feds, with many regulatory functions remaining at the state level.
Unfortunately, we're at a position here in Arkansas where we can't apply for the funds for the Arkansas exchange at this point. Now, am I giving up? Not really. There's another window in December to ask for further money. Now, our request may be, if the legislature signs off on it, to do this partnership.
Bradford says he would still prefer to form and operate his own exchange at the state level.